greatest celebration in human history. Not just the day that God stepped into the world, but it's the day when God stepped into yours and my story. That Christmas isn't just some holiday, but it's a holy day. A day when heaven kissed earth and brought us the gift that changed everything. We love gifts, don't we? I love to receive a gift. Beautifully wrapped presents they bring excitement, they bring joy, they bring wonder. But no gift has ever compared to the one that we celebrate today, the gift of Jesus Christ. So I just want to take a moment this morning to unpack this gift. This gift that changed our world. The gift that has the power to change our lives. The gift of God's presence. That God is with us. Think about this. The God of the universe. The one who spoke the galaxies into existence, who holds the stars in his hands, chose to come and be with us. Not from a distance, not through a prophet or through an angel, but in the flesh. Came as a baby, fragile, dependent. To walk our streets, to knock on our doors, to know our struggles, to feel our pain. Jesus came to erase the distance between God and humanity. No longer would sin separate us from Him. Through Christ, God made His dwelling among us. He didn't just come to visit. But He came to stay. This Christmas, let's remember that we're not our own. Not on our own. God is with us. I don't know how your day's been, how your morning has been already, but I know that there will be many with hurts today. Many who are lonely. Many who won't have anyone to even speak to. So be aware as we go about our things and look and see if we can spread that message that God is with them, that He's right there with them, and bring some light into their Christmas day today, even if it's just a smile. Smile is wonderful because it means you've been noticed and you matter. And then, of course, the gift of salvation. Luke 2:11, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Jesus didn't come simply to inspire us or teach us how to live better lives, but He came to save us. Humanity was lost in sin, unable to save itself. We needed a Savior, and that's exactly who Jesus is. When the angel announced His birth, the message was clear. Good news of great joy for all people. That good news still stands today for every single one of us. This salvation isn't just for the perfect or for the religious. It's for everyone. The broken, the hurting, the doubters, and even the skeptics. The cross wasn't an afterthought in God's plan. It was the reason Jesus was born. From the manger to the cross, His mission was to rescue us and restore us into a relationship with God. Like any gift, it's only yours if you accept it. And I know that all of you have accepted it, but I would ask that at some point today, find a quiet moment and give yourself to Jesus again as a gift to Him. Listen for His voice today. Open your heart widely to Him today. He brings the gift of peace. Luke 2 verse 14 says, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." Christmas reminds us that Jesus came to bring us peace. Not just the absence of conflict, but a deep abiding peace in our hearts and in our lives. It's the kind of peace that says, no matter what's going on around me, I know that God is in control. This peace isn't found in the world. It's only found in Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. When we surrender our lives to Him, He replaces our anxieties with assurance, our fear with faith, and He takes our chaos and He brings His calm. This Christmas, let's ask ourselves, are we living in the peace that Christ offers? Or are we letting the busyness and complexities of life rob us of this peace? Jesus says in Matthew 11, 28, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Then there's the wonderful gift of hope. John 1, verse 5 declares, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." The world was a dark place when Jesus was born. Political oppression, spiritual emptiness, and personal despair. But into that darkness came the light. The light began to shine. The light was Jesus, and no darkness could extinguish it. Today, the world still feels dark at times, but because of Jesus, we have the hope, a hope that doesn't depend on what's going on in the world, but rests in the promises that God has given to us. Jesus is our hope, not just for today, but all the way into eternity. If there's any darkness you might walk into today, remember the light of Christ shines brighter. And that light is for you too. So what will you do with this gift? Christmas is all about receiving the gift of Jesus. It's a gift of His presence, salvation, peace and hope. But here's the thing about gifts. They must be unwrapped to be enjoyed. So I ask you this morning, what will you do with this gift? Will you open your heart more and more to Jesus and give Him your whole heart? Will you allow His peace and His hope to fill you? Will you share this gift with others who desperately need it? This Christmas, let's not get caught up into the presents under the tree that we miss the greatest gift of all, the one who hung on a tree for you and for me. Go into this Christmas day with peace and with joy and love. Go into this day with the gift that heaven sent you, unopened. and enjoy your day as you seek the presence of Jesus Christ in everything you do today. Amen.